Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. When I first came in, I heard someone say, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh. He is worthy, for he is an awesome God. He is the Lord of all. Amen. Amen. Again, what joy it is to be in the house of the Lord one more time. As always, I'd like to give thanks to Pastor Jeff for giving me the opportunity. For I am again very grateful to stand behind this sacred desk to share a word from God with all of you. I'd like to give a huge shout out to the choir and the musicians for working tirelessly on everything just for little old me. Trust me, I do appreciate it. You guys go out of the way to make me feel comfortable and welcome, and I trust me, it is appreciated. You all sound great, and I love you guys too. You all sounded great, and again, I just want to thank you. I promise not to be before you long. The scripture for this morning came from Psalms 122. You read it, you heard it, and you joined in. But I would like to reread the first verse. It says, I was glad when they said, unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. For a few moments of our time together, I would like to label these few lines with this very simple thought. Happy is the house. If you wouldn't mind bowing your head for a very quick word of prayer. God, we thank you for your presence that we feel in this moment. God, now I pray that you open the hearts and the ears of your people. I pray that you decrease me and increase your Holy Spirit. In your Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So, as a child growing up in the Boot Hill of Southeast Missouri in a little town called New Madrid, Missouri, I attended a church called Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church. I used to go to church as a kid just to see who got happy. For some of you who don't know what that term means, got happy, it's a term that's used in my culture to describe those who danced, shouted, cried when they were in the house of the Lord. Sometimes they would speak in tongues. Sometimes they would clap their hands. I just didn't know why they were doing it. I would sit there with my sister and I would laugh at those people. And I would honestly pray that that feeling they had didn't come my way. But going to church to see who would get happy each and every Sunday brought excitement to me. As I said, as a kid, I had no idea what or why they got happy. All I knew was that I was going to church so that I could laugh, which in turn brought happiness to me. I chuckle about it now because some of those men and women would give those pews a good praising, if you know what I mean. Now, as an adult, I realize that you don't have to go to church to get happy. Now I realize something has to happen in order for you to be happy. Since then, I've grown. I've gotten wiser. But most of all, I've gotten happier. Me personally, I don't have to wait to come to church to get happy. I get happy and I come now because I have joy. I have joy knowing that something has already happened, and the joy knowing that something will happen. Today, I want to briefly touch on three words mentioned in the text. In verse one, the term happy, glad, rejoice, depending on the version of your choice. But the term rejoice in Hebrew means to make happy, to be glad, to brighten up, to cheer up. It means to make joyful, Some of you came in sad today, but I hope you will leave happy from your experience. You see, the writer David was happy. It says that he was happy to go into the house. He was happy about joining others. Those others were those who were filled with peace and happiness. They were allowed to once again go to the house of the Lord. The feeling of happiness was felt by those who loved God and loved the house of God. They knew that the time for worship had returned. The psalmist David was fascinated by the expected joy of worshiping God in God's house. David seemed to be filled with joy because he was invited by others to go into the house of the Lord. All it took was an invitation to go to the Lord's house. And David said, "I became glad as I made my way to that holy place." How many of you, unlike David, are actually happy? We're happy to get up this morning to come into this house. Can you say that you had that same gladness, that same joy? David had gotten to a point in his life that at the very mention of the house, he got excited. Depending on who you're talking to, the term house has various meanings. You know, after you lose that happiness, something else has to happen for you to get happy again. You have to find happiness. You got to have joy. You got to have something to get happy. David found that when he got that invitation. The true worshipers are always glad, always happy to be in the house of the Lord. You see, he wrote a song about how happy he was. When those who shared that same happiness invited him, they said, "Come. Come with us. Let's go experience this together." How many of you actually invite others into this house with you on Sundays? How many of you extend your hand and say, "Hey, I'll go with you to your house if you come with me to mine"? It's an invitation. David was offered an invitation. He gladly accepted it. David's offering that invitation to you and I every single day that we read Psalms 122. You see, when they went to the house, they were preparing themselves for what was going to happen when they got to the house. They couldn't wait because they knew they had an opportunity to hear God. The house. I've said the house a lot so far. I'm going to say it a few more times. The house is where miracles and healing happens. The house for those who have faith and believe just as I do. And for that reason, it's a feeling of safety and of peace. By the pure excitement written in this psalm, I think that some of you would agree that it doesn't sound like just any invitation. It seems as if David viewed this invitation as a very special invitation. Not the kind of invitation you get when you're invited over to a friend's house for dinner or to a special party or something, but an invitation to go into God's sacred house. David says he had a feeling of happiness because the invitation was extended unto me. Not to his mother, not to his father, but unto him. I, like David, I get happy. I get excited to come or to go to the house because I go to praise and I go to worship the one who I belong to. When I come into the Lord's house, it reminds me of whose I am. One of my favorite gospel singers by the name of Shirley has lyrics to a song that says, "The joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away." So I ask you, who gives you joy, and what brings you joy? What brings you happiness? Did you know that joy is the result of something that has already happened? Ask yourself, what is your true feeling? I just asked, what is your true feeling about coming into this house today? Will you have that same feeling next week, next year? Will you extend that invitation? Do you come in just to see who's preaching, to see what songs are being sang? What is the reason of your joy? What is the reason that you come through those doors? For David, it was the invitation. The scripture says that people became glad. They became happy. They rejoiced when they were asked to go into the house. If we are happy to be called or asked by others, then how much happier are we when we actually get to the house? I believe, as I said, that the true worshipers are always glad to be in the house of the Lord. I'm going to ask you again, are you just as happy? This is why we have the words of the text. Again, I was glad when they said, "Come unto me." The second term that stood out to me was the word house. You see, while I was studying for this sermon today, I kind of went back to our Monday Bible studies. You see, in Bible studies on Monday morning, we are studying the book of John. And right now, we're studying the Samaritan woman. And in this story, there's an encounter that Jesus has after a long journey. And he is tired, and he's thirsty, and he sits at this well. While there, he notices a woman getting water. He instructs her to give him a drink of water. Her response to him was, "You have nothing to draw with." Some of you may be wondering why I reference this. Well, we all know that in order to get something out, you need to put something in. Okay, some of you must have missed that. Must be a new type of preaching for you. Because again, I say, in order to get something out, you had to put something in. He had nothing to draw this water with. Jesus was saying, this temple is my house. And the temple was the well. He wants to get you all ready, not for you to come in where he is, but to come in where you are. Again, he's not trying to get you to come in where he is. He's trying to get you to come in where you are, your current state. Jesus was at the right place at the right time. The well was her house. This is to let you know that the house is not just a physical structure that has four walls, but it can be any place that we as Christians go, because the Holy Spirit will follow us and the Holy Spirit will show up. The Samaritan woman went to the well to get living water. The Samaritan woman went to the well to get drinking water, but she left with living water. Living water. While she was only beginning to see who Jesus actually was, she started to understand that an offering of living water was an offer to access God. He was offering her eternal life. Jesus knew that she needed eternal life, so he sat there, he talked to her, and he introduced her to what she needed. Not what she wanted, but what she needed. Unlike David, she had already, unlike her, David had already experienced the joy of a past encounter. For some of you, you may remember that David, all he had to do was remember the dangers, the setbacks, people trying to kill him. He's out in the wilderness. He had a rough life. He went from tending sheep as a youth to having a bounty on his head. The king wanted to kill him. He became happy when he thought back to all the times that the Lord brought him safely through those problems. For David, it only took a memory. So he got happy at the thought of going back to the house to praise and to worship with those like him believed. David realized that when he remembered the things he had went through in the past, they were lessons that eventually led to his blessing. That was enough for him to send up praise. Did you know we are created to praise God and to give thanks to God for our very being? If we can go to the house, God will take us home. The last thing that I want to touch on is the word city that was in verse 3 and the word tribe that's in verse 4. The text talks about Jerusalem being a city, being built as a city that is compacted together. This means a city that's put together really, really tightly. Did you know that the term city is a reference for each one of us? For us, the ones that are in God's house. In verse 4, he writes that the tribes of the Lord would go up. The term tribe in Hebrew means family. So when you add both of those verses together, it talks about the walls and the houses in Jerusalem were joined and united as one. David writes this Psalms thousands of years ago, but I think he was writing this for us in the month of November here in 2016. And it was to remind us the importance of worship and praise. You see, it's been almost 2 weeks ago where we had an election that caused devastation to some and happiness to others. Pastor Jeff and I came through the doors of Webster Grove Christian Church, and we could feel the hurt. We could hear the hurt. This text allows me to focus on what David writes in this Psalms. It is to remind us of the purpose of the house, of this house, of Webster Grove Christian Church. You see, if we as people would take one step, just one step in unity, God will take two. We haven't done that yet. And that's why we are divided as people, children of God, Christians, those who believe. A lot of times we just need to come together to pray as a church. Sometimes we just need to fellowship as a church. The word church, the word house here means one body of Christ. As I close, let me say that again. David and his friends were on their way to the house. Notice I did not say when they got to the house, not when they entered the house, as they sat in the house, but on their way to the house. You know what I said earlier, the house is where the miracles and the healings happen. The house is for those who have faith and those who believe just as I do for that reason is a feeling of safety and of peace. The house is for those who have faith and they want to feel safe. They have faith and they want to feel safe. That word house. So if I could use my vivid imagination, I would imagine they were singing and they were dancing as they traveled. Again, it was before they got to the house. They didn't wait to come into the doors. They were praising God because it only took a memory for them to remember where they were. They had experienced an encounter. God had did something for them in their life that caused that praise, that caused that worship, that caused that celebration. They knew what was going to happen when they were around like-minded people like themselves. There will be matching spirits and stories, healings, miracles, and prayer. But most of all, there would be testimonies about the goodness of God's grace. So I encourage you to continue to be happy about the house. I say happy, happy, and I say joy, joy. I say happy, happy, and joy, joy. Because I am happy to be in this house. I am happy to go into the house on every Sunday. It only takes a memory for me to bring up the praise that I have. I'm happy today that you guys are seeing me. I'm happy that you guys are hearing me. It doesn't take much for me to come into this house to rejoice. So I say, let us rejoice as we go into the house of the Lord. Let us continue to praise and worship when we come into the house. For God is good. For God is good. Amen.